The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We're talking about lying. We unfortunately have taken lying to be a normal part of life. Yeah? We have just considered to be the way it is. You know, like, there are two aspects to lying. Number one is that we never really expect or accept anyone to really say the full truth anymore. Like, you know, you talk to someone, like, even if you look at, like, Google reviews, you don't be like, oh, I base my life on that. No, you know somebody's exaggerating. You know someone had an agenda, someone's lying. Because so you go into things without, like, when you, for example, like, you know, like, every burger company will say, best burger in Mississauga. Now, somebody's lying, yeah? Somebody's not telling the full truth, but you go in there saying that I'm sure it's not going to be the best burger I've ever had, but I accept it, right? That people will exaggerate. Like, we've taken exaggeration as the norm now, right? This exaggeration is a lie. Like a twist on words. No, a twist on words is a lie, right? And so number one, like the fact that it's becoming completely normal is because we have accepted that no one really tells the full truth. And then furthermore, the normalization of lying is from the fact that, you know, we have separated lies into two types of lies. Like we would say that there are hurtful lies and then there are just like kind of harmless lies, right? Like no big deal. No one got hurt. Right? Like when they call you for duck cleaning and you make up an excuse. Yeah? But that's still a lie. It's a harmless lie, agreed, right? But it's still a lie. You know, our fourth Imam, As-Sajjad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, he said to his children, he says, li wuldihi, ittaqul kathiba as-saghiru minhu wal-kabir. He says that safeguard yourself from lying, whether it be a big lie or a small lie. Yeah. فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ إِذَا كَذَبَ فِي الصَّغِيرِ اِجْتَرَى عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. Because if a person lies with small lies, it will be easy for them to make a big lie. Yeah. And how true? Yeah. How true? You can get accustomed to it. You can get the feeling of it. You can make up stuff, and you're like, man, I'm pretty good at this. Right? And then it just becomes easy for you to do so. So here, you know, like when you look at this idea, because lying, again, and I want to quote this hadith because some of you just came, right? What did the Prophet advise Imam Ali? He says, وَلَا تَخْرَجُنَّ مِنْ فِيكَ كِذْبَةٌ أَبَدًا. Yeah? He says to Ali, oh Ali, a lie should never come out of your mouth. Never. Never. Be it a big lie or a small lie. And it's from that perspective that we are cautioned against this lying, right? And so because we are cautioned against not lying, we find that lying is also forbidden in matters of jokes. Yeah? In matters of jokes, we're not allowed to lie. For example, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Ma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He says, La yajidu abdun ta'amal iman. Subhanallah. You can look at the wordings of this when you associate it with lying are so severe, yeah? Are so severe that we can't take it lightly. He says that a man, a servant of God, will never taste the flavor of faith. Ta'amal iman. Flavor of faith. Forget eating faith, tasting faith. Not even the flavor of faith will come to you if that person, unless that person, hatta yatruka al-kaziba hazla wa jidda. except that they leave lying or refrain from lying, whether it is in matter of seriousness or jokes. Or jokes. Yeah? You know, sometimes we like to play pranks. I don't know if pranks fall into that, but it sure sounds like it sometimes, right? Somebody will come, somebody will leave their keys and their wallet, and they'll go to the washroom and then will hide it. And then you see this poor guy looking, and we're laughing. Man, what is that? That's nonsense, right? Like we're being a bully at that particular point. That's, we may not see it as that. We may see it as a joke, but I'm sure that dude's not looking at it as a joke, right? Imagine if it was us, would we find it funny at that particular? No, we'll be like, man, this is the stop, right? When we do these type of things sometimes, you know, make people do this, make people do that because we think it's funny, I tell you, God doesn't look at these things as funny. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't enjoy and find different ways of entertaining ourselves and making light and humor. But light and humor does not have to include lies. Yeah? And that's something that we have to do. And you know, part of that as well is the prohibition of that fits into the lying is the prohibition of exaggeration. SubhanAllah, you know, traditions tell us, for example, this one is from the Prophet. Again, this is khisal. And this is another example when we say, what is khisal? He says, تَقَبَّلُوا إِلَيَّ سِتَّ خِسَالٍ أَتَقَبَّلُوا لَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ SubhanAllah. He says, like, accept and fulfill six traits, six characteristics, and I will guarantee you paradise, the Prophet says. How beautiful, yeah? But this is what khisal means. The first of this, he says what? إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ فَلَا تَكْذِبُوا حَدَّثْتُمْ here is like when you retell something, do not lie. What does that mean? Do not exaggerate. You know, sometimes we love to exaggerate. Like when you get a third-person story, the first thing you have to ask yourself is that this guy has added 25% of drama in there, yeah? 25% of mirch and masala, this guy has added himself in there, right? You never accept face value because then when you retell it, you'll add your, oh my God, it becomes the greatest event in the world, right? But this exaggeration, the Prophet says, leave that, I guarantee you Jannah. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, right? Like what an amazing and simple program that the Prophet gives to us. And so this is the first thing, the first advice, and each one of these we will leave with a practical lesson. The practical lesson that I leave you with today, my brothers and sisters, never lie. Simple as that. You know, like, I don't envy those of you who are in business and trade and these type of things, because you have to sometimes hype up your product, you have to do all of these things. But if you're coming to a lie, it's not worth it. I don't care how much money you make on that particular deal, the fact that you had to lie to make it makes that entire mal corrupt. Yeah? And it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And so you take a hit if you have to, draw even if you have to, but it's better than lying. And so this is something that you and I have to consciously put our effort in. This is the advice that the Prophet gave to Imam Ali, saying protect it. And so it's our job to protect it. And again, like I said, simple, isn't it? It's not hard. We just have to maybe change ourselves a little bit, but avoid lying. And inshallah, in doing so, we will follow the sunnah of Imam Ali and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.